This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up. The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans. Producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows. Interviewing celebrities and showrunners. And bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, After Buzzers. Welcome to another after show for The Vampire Diaries, Season 6, Episode 20, I'd Leave My Happy Home For You. I'm your host, Roxy Stryer, and you guys can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer, alongside the beautiful, wonderful Katie Campbell.
Hello, hello. You can find me on Twitter at Katie E.E. Campbell. That's Katie with three E's, Campbell.
And the amazing, fabulous Sam Davidson.
You can find me on Twitter at SamD43. Hey, guys.
All right, guys, I'm melting about this episode. I am straight up melting. I need to get your overall thoughts right off the bat. How did you feel?
I loved it. Pulled at my heartstrings again.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was really excited for this episode. I was like, I can't wait for Thursday night.
I know. It's still the best show on television.
It's so good.
It really is. I agree. I loved it. But when we walked in to watch it, I was just like, it just sucks to know that our hearts are going to be broken either way in 3 weeks. So it's hard. I liked it, but I also am still pissed that, like, we don't.
I know.
It's just.
There's this big elephant in the room. We want to know how you guys feel at home, everywhere. AfterBuzz TV, YouTube.com/AfterBuzz TV, iTunes, SoundCloud, wherever you are, give us that 5 stars, that thumbs up. We love you guys. We love hearing what you have to say. You enhance the show so much for us, and we read absolutely everything. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, you guys have the best opinions, and you point things out to us. Mm-hmm. Like last week, I was thinking about what happens if Damon does take this cure. Is he going to age? But then you guys all reminded me exactly what happened there. I'm jumping the gun. We can't talk about Delaney yet. I can't even mention Damon's name because I'm going to have the tears start flowing. I pulled a Katie tonight. Yeah. I really pulled a Katie. And Sam, you did too a little.
I was close. Yeah.
I know. That was heartbreaking.
The waterworks, they came. We're going to have to wait for it, though. Let's start with something a little more fun. All right. We start this episode. We've got whatever that is going over a Lark's head. I'm thinking he's getting kidnapped. I'm like, give this man a frickin' break.
Yeah. You know what, though? That little scene, like, I was freaking out, too, because I just don't want him to get hurt or anything. But that scene, it made my heart race. Just, like, it reminded me of the beginning seasons with, like, someone running by the camera really fast. And it's like, oh, my God, danger's about to happen. Mm-hmm. I kind of got into it for a second.
Yeah. Well, now at this point.
You wanted him to get hurt.
Well, I didn't want him to get hurt, but I like the suspense. I like the suspense about the show. And, I you know, we saw a lot of that in the very beginning.
This is kind of evil for Katie. Usually Katie says yay.
Yeah. But you are saying yay to evil.
Yeah.
Well, not so much anybody actually getting hurt.
Sam, what have you done to her?
I fed her some of my blood, so now she's on my team. No, but the thing about it now versus, like, Alaric, that having happened to him, like, because we have seen scenes like that with Alaric where, like, things will swoosh by him when he was still, like, the teacher.
Right.
But now it's like they're his friends.
Yeah.
So it's okay.
Exactly. And I love to see this. So what ends up happening, of course, is one of them was with this cop, and he's like, oh, and I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, he's about to say Alaric's dead. Or whatever is coming to Joe.
That would be ridiculous.
Instead, he starts stripping. Oh, yeah. We got a little bit of a bachelorette party going on.
Most boring one, though, honestly.
This is what I'm saying. This is the only reason being pregnant and being engaged is a hard thing to do. Not the only reason, but one of the reasons, you know? It's hard to not be able to drink at your own bachelorette party. That's tough.
Well, the ice cream looked good.
It did. It did.
Yeah.
There's only so much ice cream you can eat.
Okay.
And that's actually not true. I have proven that to be false. There, you can eat as much ice cream as you freaking want.
No, not me. Not me. I think I would have been done.
Really?
But, you know.
Well, that can't be good for your baby either.
Babies?
For your babies.
Babies.
Ooh, very clever. Very clever, my dear. So, you know, they have a little thing going on. At least they got a stripper, and Bonnie and Elena are trying. I'm thinking, does Joe have any other friends?
Yeah, and think about how much older she is than them.
Yeah.
It's a little awkward.
Maybe invite some of her doctor friends. Maybe she's got people from the coven that she still talks to. I guess not.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
I don't think the coven.
A lot of her siblings are dead, we know, so maybe she doesn't have that many people. At least she has Bonnie and Elena, and at least they tried.
Yeah.
They tried to do something nice. Ends up backfiring a little bit. But Alaric's party was way more fun. You know, he comes out of the hood, and he's like, what the hell is going on? And
who were all of these people?
Just women from across the world.
Or just, like, compelled people from, like, wherever they could find them.
That is so messed up.
But that's what I thought. That's what went through my head when she's walking around with the jello shots. I was like, is she, like, compelled to do that? Does she know them? I don't know.
Enzo, come on. Understand what a jello shot is. He was, like, looking at it, flipping it upside down, confused by it. All right, I get it. I get that you're a vampire, and I get you were locked up for a long time, but get with the program. Jello shots are bomb.
Well, I'm really glad we got to be part of this experience with Enzo, though. You know, that made me feel a little bit closer to him watching him take a jello shot, or at least figure out what it was.
Right, right. I really felt bonded with him at this point because of the jello. I agree with that.
Well, I just think that they're really trying to, like, kind of instill him in our, like, TVD handbook that he's going to be around for quite a bit.
Absolutely, because it's hard to know when you start bringing these characters on. I bet that even Julie didn't know when she brought him on. How long is he staying for? What is his character really about?
Well, don't
I'm
you,
still
yeah.
questioning.
I mean, don't you ever wonder when they bring the characters on, like, if they know or they don't know, just based on the fans' reactions, how long it's going to be till they kill them?
I definitely think that that's the case. There's so many television shows where you read about somebody, even in Lost, you read about somebody who's only supposed to be around for the pilot, and then they end up being the lead on the entire series.
Yeah.
And it's amazing when they actually write their story to intertwine with other characters' stories in the past.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right, and that's what's happening with Lily right now. That's what's happening with Enzo, which is why I think, yes, we are leaving some characters behind next season, but we are trying to intermingle the characters that we have that have been secondary characters, and now they can be primaries, which is why we're getting backstory on them. Otherwise, why waste our time with this backstory?
Mm-hmm.
I'm still a little curious about Enzo and Lily. They have this bond, they have this relationship, and it makes me wonder, but I guess that's besides the point. Why does he show up to the bachelorette party? That's another question.
To cause trouble.
He's got me thinking all the time. Are you a good dude? Why are you at this bachelor party? Who are you here to shake up?
He's messing up Stefan's life. He's still on this whole, like, let me get Stefan back just a little bit. Not as intense, but he says, where's Stefan? And then, you know, he spilled the beans tonight to Stefan.
And during the party, he goes into Stefan's room and he tells him.
Mm-hmm.
That's Stefan's room. Get out. He needs to have one of those things on his doorknob. Do not disturb.
Well, guys, here's the interesting thing I think about their storyline is that, you know, Enzo hated Stefan because Stefan had everything that Enzo wanted. But now Stefan wants his mom and Enzo has the love of his mother instead of Stefan having the love of his mother.
So they've switched almost.
Yeah. So hopefully Enzo will just give it up because it's annoying.
I feel like he's going to want to throw that in his face, though.
When you say give it up, I think that means you want to sleep with him.
Like, no, not in that way. This is not on HBO, and I don't want it to be either.
Wow, could you see Stefan going down a dark path, though, feeling envious of Enzo? You really could see him going that way?
Stefan's stronger than that.
He doesn't care enough about Enzo to do that. But Enzo, for whatever reason, had that, like, animosity towards him.
Mm-hmm. I guess so. Yeah, he's just here. He's causing problems. We're here to have a good time. We're partying. We're drinking. We're at this bachelor thing, this shindig, and Enzo comes in, and I'm like, hex.
Although, here's the thing. He shouldn't have spilled the beans, but I'm glad that he did in some kind of a way, because I just feel like Damon should run this by Stefan.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that. We'll talk more about them later.
Yeah.
But one thing that I really want to mention is about Alaric and Joe. So I feel as if Joe, maybe this is just his TV and I gotta let it go, but Joe's a doctor, and Joe has gone into the doctors multiple times and had sonograms and whatnot. How is it that she doesn't know she's having twins? Wouldn't that be the first question she would be looking for? The first thing? I know sometimes it takes longer to figure it out, but she's gotta in the back of her mind be scared that she's gonna have twins. You'd think she'd be like, be on the lookout, it runs in my family, or ask those questions.
Yeah.
Because then it did show up when she goes to look for it.
But how did she get that sonogram that fast? That's what I was
wondering.
She's
a doctor. She has connections.
Yeah, but while Bonnie's injured, she's like, hold up, Bonnie. I gotta do something. It's gotta be done.
Like, she could have just told Alaric instead of proving it through a sonogram. I was just like, where did she have time to do that?
Well, see, it made me feel stupid because that I never thought about the twin thing, like, which is the
I
first thing.
I said it. I predicted it. Don't you listen to me?
Well, I do listen to you, but actually it, like, played back in my mind. I was like, oh, yeah, she was right.
Yeah.
But that wasn't the first thing that she figured out.
Let me just get that dirt off my shoulder. Thank you. I felt like I said that many times during this episode. I was like, I said that! But then I realized I say so many things, and 99% of them are incorrect, so it's bound to happen where a couple of them will land.
Yeah, it's just statistics, you know?
It's sad, but it's so true. It's so incredibly true.
That's what the writer's room of this show probably does. They're, like, just throwing things. Something's bound to stick, anything.
All right, but I do want to talk about that in general, because we actually, the three of us, were sitting outside before the show started, even before the episode aired, and there were a couple, you know, we are an AfterBuzz network, we're an after-show network, so people are sitting around, and they're like, oh, TBD, like, is that still good? It's a lot of seasons, whatever. I still think these writers are the best. I have full faith in them. I think the show is the best. I think it is just as good in season 6, if not better, than it was in season 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. I'm in love with the show. So I don't know if the writers are throwing things like spaghetti against a wall and hoping it sticks. I'm thinking they know something I don't know. Always.
They have a lot of stuff planned.
Yeah. They do. They're know-it-alls.
I certainly hope so, because they have the ability to completely break my heart.
I know. Yeah.
Like, just tear me up if they don't do this right.
But that's why it's such a good show.
I know. It makes me so nervous.
It's putting a lot of, like, my, like, happiness into their hands, but it's true.
Yeah, the amount that I care about these characters is really sickening, actually. It's like they are my BFFs.
I think that's why it's so heartbreaking watching what's happening with Elena and knowing that she's not going to be around, because, you know, we're attached to her.
I know. What about, okay, these are two people that we assume are going to be on the show next season, Joe and Alaric. Mm-hmm. And now they're talking about having these kids, and because of what Matt said to Alaric, which is just like, oh, Matt.
What is he doing?
Because of what he says, and because of the fact that it's going to be twins, Alaric's like, all right, Joe, I got this. We're going to get out of town. We're just going to move. And your family's never going to find us. Number one, wah, wah. You really don't think her family's going to find you?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to buy you some cloaking spell. It's going to last for 2 years, and then they're going to find you. They don't even need the kids until they're 21, so maybe it will last 21 years. Maybe that's how long. Well, anyway. So, and then number two, Alaric, don't you care at all about anybody, any of your friends? I know you have to care about your family, but, like, how are you going to leave us? Jeremy's already off wandering somewhere. Like, where are you going to go?
Here's the thing. I don't want to lose them as characters, but I was wholeheartedly being like, yeah, Alaric, leave. Mm-hmm. Be safe. You need to go. Yeah.
I know. I'm trying to convince myself otherwise, but that's why even though Matt frustrates me, he's kind of right.
Yeah, but what is he doing at this party?
All right. You mean the Matt Tyler scene?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Baffling. Matt, you have a best friend who, if he kills you or anybody else, will turn into a werewolf. He already is predispositioned to whatever it is, be angry. Why are you shoving him?
And we saw how much pain that it brought him when he first turned into a mm-hmm. wolf. So why does he want him to go through that again?
Because Matt's drinking. What's going on with that, too?
Is he turning into Julia Cooper? Because I think he is.
Little OC reference. I'll take it. Yeah. I really, really don't know. But it's looking like that.
Yeah.
Well, I would, like, it wouldn't make so much sense if we found out he died, he was leaving this season. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'd be like, oh, okay, that's fine because he's acting like a dick.
Right. Right. Absolutely. Nobody likes an angry drunk.
Mm-mm. Well, I'd still miss him, but...
But less than everyone else that's kind of trying to behave themselves.
Well, especially because I just feel like Maddie Blue Eyes is becoming Maddie Black Soul. Like, where, you know, like there's nothing there anymore. He's going to be this soulless, like, I don't know.
What about the ring, guys? What about the ring? Could that be affecting him? I just thought of that. Is he still wearing the ring?
I don't think he's wearing it anymore after he died so many times. I don't think Jeremy's wearing his. I don't think Matt's wearing his.
Because it had the weird effect.
It could have gotten to him, but he stayed wearing it for a while. I remember. He did.
Well, I wonder if he's going to feel different when he finds out what Elena did.
Well, him and Elena were kind of bonding about that already.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Whatever it is, the fact that we are watching this Matt Tyler duo... Like you're saying, if we knew Matt was leaving, I would be thinking, all right, he's drinking more, he's not part of the team, that makes sense, and then Tyler has to reconnect. But Tyler, if he dies, or however he leaves, that's only going to make Matt worse.
Mm-hmm.
It's only going to make him even more upset and whatnot. So we got a deep, dark path for Maddie Blue Eyes, I think.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
We're not going good places with him.
And no. I love the actor. Like, I love him, but let's be real. He probably has a lot, like, the least amount going on than any of the other actors in real life. And I know that, like, Julie Plec really likes him.
That's true? Because he was on Friday Night Lights. Yeah. He was great on that. I feel like he would have a lot of offers because he is good. He's very handsome. He's got that blonde look. He could go surfer bra. He's done country boy.
I agree. I mean, I like him, and I think he does have a future, but as far as, like, the other actors and their projects right now, like, we really don't hear anything about him at all.
Yeah, it's interesting. And we are hearing more and more of the other names pop up.
Yeah, and last
season...
He just has
to release an album.
Well, yeah, well, they talked about a spinoff with him being the sheriff. There was, like, a rumor last season about it, you know?
So. Right. I'm wondering what's in future for him.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta wonder. And what's in future for Tyler? Because... they're really teasing this werewolf gene coming out. What do you guys think?
I'm scared.
Could Matt die with vampire blood in his system and then Tyler kills him and then Tyler can't deal with himself so he has to leave? I told you, I make many predictions, so one of them has to stick somewhere. I'm going to be like, in a few weeks, I told you so.
I'm like, you said so many things.
I know. I'm just trying to think on how they're going to play this out, the two of them.
I don't know if he's going to die.
Which one?
Tyler.
Mm.
But I'm just confused about when people are saying they're going to be off the show. Does that mean they're never going to be on another episode ever again?
Just means they're not series regulars anymore. Whatever that means.
But okay.
I know. It's very tricky. It is. It's hard. And so we do try to protect the characters that are sticking around, which right now would be Joe and her babies. And we're trying to keep them safe, no matter what that means, whether that means they have to leave or what. And so Bonnie, who is part of throwing this bachelorette party, she's with Joe. She's hanging out with her. And they're kind of just, you know, having a lame old time. But that's fine because Joe's pregnant. In comes Lily. In comes the monster. Guys, I think that Annie tricked us when she was in here. Because I was starting to think she was a nice girl. She fooled me.
Yeah, devil. You know, this whole Ripper thing that she said she beat it for so long. Yeah. You know, when we first saw her, she's like, I'm good now. I don't think she even believed that she was good because it came out so fast. This Ripper thing came out so easily.
Because she's not with her family. That's what it sounds like to me. It's like, girl, open your eyes. Your family's right here. Yeah. Your two sons are right here. Stop complaining. Some people don't actually have family.
And she treats Enzo like family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Because it's after she turned into a vampire that she, quote unquote, you know, turned, like, gave birth, whatever.
And that's really selfish of her to say, like, basically, the Stefan and Damon are making her think of this time, this pathetic woman that she was.
It is definitely true, but you have to read between the lines with her. So she's talking about the fact that she doesn't like to look back because her history with her abusive husband. Now, I'm just going to go there for a second. Abusive, yes, it can mean physically, but it can also mean sexually. And I'm thinking that maybe her husband at some point forced himself on her or whatnot, and she had kids and she had children.
That she resented them.
And she resented them and didn't necessarily want to have them. Now, that's just me speculating. I don't know if that's true or not. But for some reason, she can't stand to be in the same room with her kids. And I don't think it's just the fact that they are, you know, reminders of the past. I'm thinking the past was really bad. And so if it was that bad, and we can somehow justify to the best of our abilities the fact that she, it's hard for her to be in the same room as them, and she did have to leave them, and she did have to escape that life, and she thought she would never have to deal with them again, and so she starts fresh, and she's a vampire, and she thinks she'll be alone forever, but finally she finds this family, and she connects with them, and they save her, and they treat her well. Yes, we know them as the heretics, and they're crazy, but she knows them as her family, the only family she'd ever had that she chose and wanted.
She also controlled.
Right. She also controlled them. So, I don't know. Sometimes I'm just like, I don't understand this character. She has no motive, and I hate her, and what is she doing? But then sometimes I'm like, like in that moment where she didn't hurt Joe, and Joe says she's pregnant, and she does walk away, she has humanity. She does somewhere in her. She isn't purely evil. She did save Enzo. You know, there are moments, there are glimpses of it.
That's why it seems like it's not a switch for her, is what I'm saying. She lives both of the things, like a Ripper, and she has compassion at the same time. It's not a switch for her. That's why I didn't believe her when she was like, I'm good now. No, she didn't even believe it, because she knows that the dark part of her still is there.
Yeah, she's both, which just makes her messed up.
Yeah.
It does. And I don't know. I feel bad because I think Damon's kind of whatever about it. It is what it is. But Stefan really believes that she's going to be his mom. Stefan is a little boy who wants his mommy right now.
Is my question. Like, why is the relationship between Lily and Stefan so much stronger, seemingly, than Lily and Damon?
Because Damon's kind of like that. He's very cold, and Stefan is more open and accepting. And Stefan was so much younger at the time that he maybe doesn't really remember the fact that she died. I don't know.
He somehow had the closer relationship with her, maybe. That's Stefan's nature, though, to be super compassionate and super lovely, and it's really breaking my heart that she's doing this to him.
What did you guys think about the moment when they finally do take her down, and Enzo is talking to her, and she really is able to feel for Enzo and likes Enzo and wants him there, and Stefan comes and lays the law down and was like, I said, I've got it from here. First of all, I think Katie got a little hot in there for a second. You like when your man lays the law down a little
bit. I do.
You would be like, tell me more. I honestly just thought, like, picturing it from Lily's eyes, like, from the cell, looking out, like, oh my god, how, like, they're capturing her. Like, I could see her point of view, but we know the other point of view, which is, like, our home point of view.
What do you mean?
Well, just in that she's a Ripper and that these are good guys. Like, Stefan and Damon, they're good guys. They're not trying to do anything wrong. But in her eyes, they're not.
I guess.
She needs to be put away for a little bit because we have people in danger.
Mm-hmm. When Stefan says, you're going to be my mom this century, next century, the century after that, and one day you're going to realize that you're my mom. Do you believe that? Do you think she will after some time? Even if it's next season, if it was 15 seasons from now, at some point eventually, do you think that she would come around to the fact that she is his mom.
I think she can, but she's still not past this whole, you're reminding me of the past, my mm-hmm. horrible past. So, like, that scares her more, maybe. If she's like, okay, yeah, I actually might remember that, but I don't want to care for you because I don't want to remember these things.
Right. What do you think?
I think that there's going to be a trigger for her that really hasn't been pushed yet as far as, like, you're my babies.
Mm. What could that possibly be? What could come? Is it just...
Maybe them almost one of them almost dying and her having to save him.
Right. But that's the thing. I want to have her back. I really do. And I want to make excuses for her and play devil's advocate. But then she pulls a stunt like she did tonight where she comes and snaps Damon's neck and chases after Elena and was going to feed on her and I would assume murder her. And I'm like, yo, Mama Salvatore, let me stand up for you.
So suspenseful.
Don't go that step too far. She kills somebody tonight when she's with Stefan, and she runs from that place. And then she tries to go after somebody on the street, and then she tries to go after Elena. It's gone too far. We got to lock you up.
That eye stabbing thing was intense.
I know.
She's learned a few things as a vampire.
I was really proud of her. I was really proud of her. So I guess we can just, guys, should we get into our Delana? It's hard for me to talk about anything else tonight. Not that the other storylines aren't great, because they really are and they hold their own, but for our Delana fan right now, I am freaking out for so many reasons, mostly because of what Sam was talking about earlier. We know she's leaving the show. So every second I get more attached to them, which is every second that I watch the show, it's like, oh my God, my heart is about to be so heavy. Like, you don't date somebody you know you have an expiration date with, that you know you're about to break things off, and I feel like I'm dating them. That's how I feel. What do you guys think?
I mean, I'm still Selena at heart, but I love. I've said it so many times, and knowing that she's going to be gone and watching them be so happy and in love is really torture. Like, it's making me cry when the sad parts aren't even happening yet.
What about Sam?
Here's the thing, is that, like, this like, heart of this show is the love triangle, right? And now that Nina Dobrev is leaving the show, that love triangle has kind of been fizzled. I mean, now we're just like, okay, you know, Elena and Damon. Stefan isn't even in the picture anymore. I always pictured the season finale ending with her having to choose, you know, or something, and now it's, like, not as exciting. I love them, but it's just not as exciting for me to know that Stefan is just kind of, like, done with it.
Well, I mean, there are...
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy-on, easy-off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Still us out there who believe that it's not fully over.
All right. I get what you're saying, and I, trust me, as a Clairoline fan drink, I understand what it's like to hold on to something that's clearly been gone for a bit now. Doesn't mean that there is no future. And actually, when we talked to Originals EP Michael Narducci last week, I loved what he said about ships. He was like, I focus on characters, and how can you focus on couples? Like, in real life, what you focus on is yourself or individual people. So where they go in life is who they see and who they date, how they develop as people would be. So I get it. I get that you think that somehow Elena could go in a direction and Stefan could go in a direction that eventually end up together. I don't think that, but I see why people think that, because of their history. Absolutely. That being said, I am with Sam that it is very clear to me at this point that Delana has taken over at least her vampire life, at least what we have seen in the last couple seasons. And if we're going off that, so let's just pretend that we're all Delana for 1 second, or that we all agree that Delana is supposed to be endgame for now, then I am really, really nervous about what they could do with her character, because it's going to be one of two things. She either lives or she dies. If she lives, then that means they are actively choosing not to be together, or she is somewhere else. If she dies, that means that she will never be on the show again, and there will never be a Delana. So I don't know which one's worse.
I don't know either.
Hopefully there's a really good third option that we haven't thought of yet that the writers have.
Which would maybe be her living and them being together and her just being elsewhere or body jumping or something.
If she runs... If she runs, though, and, like, she just lives and goes and lives a life, I just don't know if I could accept her just walking away from
unless she's
everything.
Compelled. That's the only way that could happen, is if he compels her, which is going to break his heart.
That would be
heart.
One of the options.
Yeah. And that's the only way she could really live and be away from it. Because, like, she's so attached to everyone, I think.
But girl just got her memories back. Just happened. The biggest mistake she thinks she ever made was convincing Alaric to compel her to lose her memories. So now that she got them back, if she does it again, I'm going to have no sympathy for her.
You know, I think that's beautiful that she got them back, and you could see on her face that she was like, this is the right decision, because we've known for so long that she obviously wanted to be human. I think it's actually a really good character move on her part that they are making her human. Because she has wanted that. And then we got the flashback tonight that talks about how she's like, take the cure with me. She's obviously wanted the cure.
Okay. We have to step back and cover so many things that you just talked about. Number one, her taking the cure and having and talking to Damon about taking it in that flashback, like you just mentioned. Mm-hmm. I completely forgot about that moment.
Me too.
Brilliant on the writer's part. This is how you know they really know what they're doing. It was the exact conversation, except last time it was her idea, and this time it's his idea. But now she's remembering that. She got those memories back, and she knows he doesn't want this. That is freaking brilliant. I mean, could you have written that better? I thought that was perfect.
And it's like, it's love. Like, you can tell she really loves him almost this time around, even more than she did before, because she's going to, like, pull the Damon, which is basically being a martyr.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, before, even though he didn't want to, she still wanted him to take the cure. Mm-hmm. Now you know that this is real love because she is being selfless about it. And he's being selfless about it, too, which is why he decides to take it. And when Enzo says, you are selfish, you know, don't go off brand, this is who you are. And he's like, no, I want to take it because I want to be with her. They both want to do what's best for the other person.
I at no point wanted him taking it, though.
Really?
I don't think he can leave Stefan like that, the brotherly bond.
How is that leaving him, though? He could still be there with
for
him.
For only a little bit longer.
Well, I mean...
Like 80 years.
Yeah. But still, the brothers are...
It's a drop in the ocean if you're talking about eternity, for sure.
Well, yeah. Here's what I'm saying. If you can just bite Elena, drink her blood, and that's the cure, why can't anyone just do it? If Stefan wants to do it, he could do it too.
No, because you have to have the cure. You have to have the whole dose for it to work. So Damon would have to drag the whole thing out of Elena.
It can only be cycled twice. So it can go through her, and then it can go through one other person.
Oh, really? It can only be cycled twice? Oh,
because he would have to drink the entire thing.
Well, because if it was cycled three times,
because he would get too old.
Yeah, he would age and die like Catherine did.
Oh, maybe that. I would think it would only be able to be cycled. Like, all right, this is going to be so disgusting, and I'm regretting even saying this before I do it. But, like, you know, if you're on a deserted island and you can drink your own piss once for nutrients, did you guys know that?
Yes.
But then you can't drink it again because it's been, like, the nutrients have gone.
Oh, whoa. I didn't know that part, actually.
Yeah, you can't drink it again because you've already taken in the nutrients that...
Ew.
I would think that... So you would be somewhere. Okay, a lot of silence in the room now. You know, so who knows how many times you can do it, but we do know that nobody could take it out of Damon because Damon would die. Okay. He would pull a Catherine, and then he would be screwed. She won't because she's only been a vampire for 2 years.
Right.
Has it been 2 years?
Or
3 years. So she'll be, like, you know, 22, whatever.
I agree with you, Katie, that I think it's brilliant that they are ending her character as a human, if that's what they are doing, because I think that is. She did. She just always wanted to be a human. She accepted being a vampire, but she never liked being a vampire, and it's never what she wanted.
Right.
Unlike Stefan, who I feel like has really come to enjoy it, and Damon, who's always loved it, there are some characters I feel like it's a personality thing, and she wants family, and I want that for her.
Yeah.
But, I mean, knowing who she knows, who her family is, it is the smartest and safest thing for her to be a vampire. Like, we saw how weak she was with Lily. It was so scary to me. The vampirism was wiped from her so fast. And then Lily comes in, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm so scared. Like, she is so vulnerable now.
She was scared. You could see it in her eyes. She started crying. Please don't do this.
Well, yeah, but she's smarter. Now that she's been a vamp and she wasn't fearful for a few years or wasn't as fearful, she takes that pin. She stabs her in the eye. Old Elena, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, Elena would never have done that. She would have rolled over and died, or she would have dialed Stefan in the corner. You but go, girl. You
she should have dialed Stefan.
Yeah, she did. Earlier. I was screaming that too.
You were.
Dial Stefan.
She had to get out of there quick, though. She dialed him after she was out of the tunnel.
Right, and she did it. She got in. She pushed all the stuff. She did it herself. She has learned a lot, and she is a better human. Now that she's been a vampire, she's a better human. And I believe that. And I think that that's really important. But as those memories were coming back, every single one, and you got to admit, as far as flashback goes, they have an endless amount of memories that they could have shown. And they probably showed 100 different snaps. This wasn't like one of those shows where they've been together a little bit so you can show 10 different moments. You can show moments on moments on moments. And I remember almost every single one of them. Like, oh, they just are so moving to me. Mm-hmm. That I'm just sitting there thinking, what are you trying to do to me? You're really trying to break my heart.
Mm-hmm.
It's working.
I'm, like, putting a guard up because I'm really scared.
I can't even fully enjoy it. I mean, I am enjoying it, but I can't even fully let myself love because...
Well, no, I feel the same way. I mean, do you guys think, like, do you wish you didn't know that Nina Dobrev was leaving the show? Like, would that make us enjoy this more?
I would be... If I wasn't braced for it, I would... No, I don't think I'd be okay. I don't think I'd be okay.
Yeah, but I think I could maybe enjoy this more and not get so teary-eyed like I did tonight. Like, being, you know, I'm thinking, oh, my God, like, this isn't going to last long. You know, she's not going to be here forever.
But even the clock moment and all of it, it got to me. Even if she died tomorrow, I would rather that and her die with all those memories than her have lived 1,000 years and not gotten those memories back. Those memories were everything, and I thought she might never get them back, and we kind of glossed over it for the last 6 episodes, 7. Nobody was mentioning it, and yes, she was in love with him again, and yes, they could build moments, but I was like, girl, you're missing years of the building years of your relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not cool. So as those flooded back, I'm just thinking, that's worth it. Just becoming a human for that, that's worth it.
Mm-hmm. You can see that on her face. She's like, I really did make the right decision. I saw that when she was like, Damon, my memories are coming back. The compulsion's wearing off.
I know. Yeah. I was so nervous that when she was talking to him next to the fireplace and he comes in and she's giving that speech that she was going to be like, and I don't love you anymore.
I don't feel it.
I'm not feeling it. I would have thrown something. That would have been it for me. I would have thrown something and dropped my newsroom.
Yeah. Well, it was just, you know, it was true love. And like we said before, that's how it was displayed and that she wants to be selfless for him. But it happened very fast for me. I don't know what I wanted to see happen. Like
the memories happened fast?
Her turning into a human again. It's like, oh, she just pricked her finger and it's like blood. Ooh. I don't know what I expected, like flashes of light or like something weird.
You wanted a magical moment.
Yeah, I mean, because, so she passed out for a little bit, kind of.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God, and it was after Stefan had said, don't take that, Damon. I'm thinking, holy crap, this is how Elena dies? Not cool.
Yeah,
but it is beautiful as a storyline and a character for her, for them to restore who she was, because we've talked about it so much this season that she's like a walking zombie.
I know.
She doesn't remember half of her, like, past 5 years.
Mm-hmm. I know. I'm really glad that she got that back. I am. All right, this is a yes or no from you guys. Does Damon become a human?
No.
No.
Does he try to, but something goes wrong?
No.
Like, he tries to, but it's too late, it's out of her system, or she gets stuck somewhere, they're apart, or something, or is he willingly saying, okay, I'm not going to do this?
I don't think he's going to do it. God. She's not going to let him.
I think that he's not going to do it, and then maybe regret it forever. I just don't think he's going to do it.
I think she's going to lock herself in somewhere, or something. She's going to run and hide, and he's not going to be able to get to her. And she's going to say, until this wears off, until it's out of my system or something.
So what happens? She has to, like, pee 5 times?
Does it go out of your system at all?
I think it'd be the same as vervain. You know how they drain people of their blood and get the vervain out of their system?
These rules are messing with my brain.
It can't just chill there forever. The cure doesn't just, like, keep circulating until...
Well, because the doppelganger blood, though, I mean, I just am comparing it in my head, but I know it's different.
Well, maybe, like, Bonnie's mom can take it, or so maybe she gives it to somebody else. I just don't think she's going to let him have it.
No,
I
don't
so think she's so. Going to have to let somebody, like, literally suck her dry.
And on that note, let's get to some news and gossip.
Can we talk about...
AfterBuzz TV News.
What you got? I just wanted to talk about that moment when Stefan called Caroline. Oh. They're still building on that whole Steriline thing, and I thought it was really sweet.
I agree.
That he was saying, like, basically, he wanted to talk about his problems, and he wanted to talk about them with her.
Yeah, and boy, oh boy, have the tables turned. If you think about the beginning of this season, when she's calling him, he's not picking up, and she got so mad at him. But now, girl's doing the same thing.
Yep.
Girl's doing the same thing, and it's over a death, and his was over a death, and they are very similar characters when you think about it. Okay, yep. You guys have a little news and gossip for me. Starting with Sam.
Yes. So a little bit like we've talked about tonight, I have read interviews with Julie Plec that says that there will be a time jump in season 7 from the finale to the premiere. For the finale of season 6, the premiere of season 7, there will be a time jump. We don't know if that's 3 years or 100 years.
This is what I'm really praying doesn't happen. I'm praying by the end of the season, if Elena's just still alive and chipper, and then we time jump 100 years, and so the next time we see Damon is like at her grave, and it's only the vampires that are left or something. That I need closure. I need storyline closure. So we can't jump that far.
Because we are humans ourselves, and we cannot comprehend that you can't just take all those people away from us and have us start anew.
Right, exactly.
I can't have too many people ripped
new
from
place,
me like that.
New place, new time. They could not be in Mystic Falls. Who knows?
Oh, I hope. I mean, it would be a good way to revamp, no pun intended, this show if they want it to go on another 5 seasons, bring in a whole new cast, whatever. But it's too soon for us. Maybe in 5 years after the show ends, they can do that. Yeah. I'm cool with that. That'd be awesome if Netflix did that once it's done or whatever, but
Sam dropping some tea.
Yeah, but not now. Not now at all.
All right, Katie, what you got?
We know that Ian got married.
He did. He did. And it was to Nikki.
It was.
It was not to Nina.
This little private wedding, which... Did you see the photos?
It looked like they were posing. I'm sorry, though.
Really?
Do you think it was really there?
Well, I think they knew that people were watching. I think, to be honest, their relationship kind of irks me just a bit. Yeah, I mean.
I just hear he's the nicest guy in the world and that she's really sweet. So I would like to think that they wouldn't be doing this for publicity or anything. I'm hoping they're really in love.
You're right.
I think they are. They seem like they're into, you know, like giving back. And you see him promoting that and she's promoting that. And they're working on those projects. I think it seems like they are a good fit. I don't know them personally.
It's hard to separate my feelings for their characters and for them personally. Mm-hmm. And obviously, I'm so Delana obsessed. And the fact that those two actors were dating in real life for a while, I ship them. So it's hard for me to ship him with somebody else. But I wish him all the happiness and best, and it seems like he found it. So you can't really hate on that.
Yeah.
But, you know, Nikki Reed was Nina Dobrev's friend or slash is. But as a woman, as a girl, that's always just kind of like,
yeah.
Ouch.
Was that your vampire you were about to bite? I was like,
no, I think that was just me being mad. And I guess maybe,
Turning to the side of sexy, the vamps do that before they bite. That's why I thought they like, and they come back or whatever.
That's me.
That was a mix of a vampire and a kitten. All right, let's get to some predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right, we obviously talked a bit about what we think is going to happen for next season or what we think is going to happen for the finale, but let's talk more specifically about next week. So this will be our final episode before the finale.
Really?
Okay. And so I think we have 2 weeks left. Is that... Do we have 3 weeks left?
No, yeah, we have 2 weeks left. Two episodes left. So it doesn't seem like we're getting a wedding in the next episode, so that's maybe going to be the finale.
Jalaric?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we thought, we were like, is it this episode? Because I saw, like, stills or something online that confused me, but I'm assuming it's the finale.
The reason that I thought it was going to be this episode, but then Caroline wasn't in it, so I didn't think that, is people keep asking about that Caroline dance, the Steriline dance. So there's going to be a big Steriline dance moment, they think. Mm. That has to be at the wedding.
Yeah.
So when will that be? The finale? I don't know.
I think finale.
But what about, so we saw in the previews for next week that Damon is really trying to make this decision. Stefan's telling him, you can't do it, you can't do it. And he's, like, really getting mad at him.
It's kind of cool what they're doing, though. He gets in his head and he's like, this is what your life's going to look like. Right. I mean, he can't really actually paint that picture accurately, fully, 100%. But
he's like, you'll have no one, nothing.
Yeah, but I think it's really, it okay. shows how much Stefan does not want him to do this. And it, in this episode, his mom said to him, like, have you ever had something ripped away from you after 150 years? Mm-hmm. And then Stefan said that to her when she was in the cell. And I think he was talking about Damon. Like, yeah, that would be really heartbreaking if right. somebody was ripped away from me like that I loved so much.
Absolutely. It would be hard. It would be very hard. Although that isn't exactly ripped away. It'd be like a slow bandage peel,
I guess. Yeah. But still,
it's just as painful, honestly.
Yeah.
Well, oh, God. I'm just so confused and upset.
I know. And I'm excited to see Caroline come back because, honestly, I really missed her presence in tonight's episode.
Mm-hmm.
I really did. We got to see some Bon Bon, but I want to check in on Caroline. It makes me nervous.
And we forgot to talk about Kai.
The ending! Holy crap! Oh my God, if we closed out... Oh, Sam, you just saved us from a million negative comments right there. You go, girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Kai, at the end, you know, everybody's trying to keep him in, and Bonnie's promising we will, but number one, we can't leave him there because he's so attractive.
Oh my gosh.
Just gorgeous looking. And number two, he's coming back regardless. He's feeding these heretics and heretics, whatever.
So what's going on? He's feeding them with his blood, so he must not be turned. And he's also baked a
cake. But why wouldn't they kill him? Sorry.
Because he's one of them. He's one of them. He gets his power from touching powerful things, and they're the same way.
And they're not going to kill him because he can't, like, they don't want him to die, he has to replenish his blood so they can keep eating his blood.
So is he running this place, or is he human / whatever heretic blood bag?
I don't know.
Maybe a little bit of both.
He didn't look like he was tied down, yeah. So...
He looked so... There was four girls in the room, I just want to say, and when he came on stream, all of us were like, oh.
Yeah, I know. It was a little embarrassing, actually, to be us for that moment, because I will agree that... Guy's looking studly. Yeah. 1903 does wonders for him.
And does it snow every day? It's the same day.
It's the same day. Mm-hmm. So, crappy day to get stuck on.
Yeah, I'd rather be in 1994, I think.
Especially better, sunny. Good music, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
me too. Pancakes, really good music.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, and then them Bayman fans were loving that.
Yeah.
All right, guys, thank you so much for chatting with me tonight. Throughout the week, if I want to talk to you, Katie, where can I find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Katie E. Campbell. That's Katie with 3 E's Campbell. Instagram at KatieCampbell13 and YouTube.com/KatieCampbellOnline. I have a weekly vlog.
It's very good. We watch it. It's adorable.
Thank you.
It's amazing. I'm moving tomorrow, just helping with my cords.
I am.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at SamD43 and online at SamDavidsonEntertainment.com.
And you guys can find me everywhere at Roxy Star. You can find us here at AfterBuzz TV, AfterBuzzTV.com, YouTube.com/AfterBuzzTV, on iTunes, on SoundCloud, wherever you are. Give us that 5 stars, that thumbs up, write a comment. We read everything you guys have to say. You're the absolute best. We love you so much, and we will see you next week for the second to last episode. Same time, same place. Good night.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.